We just need equality of genders. I mean, we should not have more men in science or any STEM projects that we have women, because we should have equality across the board and everything.
In the past, many moons ago, it was discouraged for women to go into math and science, and we know women aren't just as capable as men. So we want to make sure that women know that they can achieve in all areas.
Because women and men have equal academic skills, but women often lack opportunity to get into them, and we'd probably be a lot further along if we historically let women have the same opportunities for STEM stuff. Like, for every Isaac Newton, there could be an Isa Newton.
And why do you think this is still an issue in 2016?
Unfortunately, it is still an issue, actually. It has been getting a lot better, but we still have a lot of prejudice against women in the workplace, and men think that, well, not all men, but of course, but our society has made men seem to be like the working gender and women to be the staying at home gender, but actually there's equality. Gender does not determine your knowledge in science or technology or anything.
Because the idea that women are like the, used to be the idea that women are property, like, it's, some people still think that if you're not stay at home, then you don't really have a choice about what you want to do. Women need to be empowered enough to be able to make those choices and feel safe in doing so.
I think there's a prejudice. And I think the more women that go into medicine and science, the less of a prejudice it will be. And just having women in these areas are going to change the whole perception of it as time goes on.
What kind of progress do you think still needs to be made?
We still actually still have a lot. We have a long ways to go. We still need to have more women in job. Actually, most CEOs still tend to be men, like across the board in like any field. And we still need to have more women in science and everything. Yeah.
Actually, I know that 5% of all CEOs are women. So that's what you're talking about. And stop the harassment and stuff that some women face and when trying to get to the top. Like, have you ever heard, like, when the comments, how they differ between when a man succeeds versus when a woman succeeds?
I think we're making a lot of progress in the Western world, but I think globally, where women are still not allowed to go to school, we have a lot of progress to make. And that has to be culturally and ethically accepted in different parts of the world. So we've got a long way to go in that direction.
Is there anything else that you think needs to be said about this conference, or, you know, women in STEM fields or anything?
Well, this conference is pretty great. It's not just women, but it's also, like, not just white women, but all women across the board, women of color, women with disabilities. We need everyone to be represented in the science and STEM field.
I think we all need to learn more and be aware and to be proponents always for women's education.
We need all genders. And although this conference is about women and stuff, we also need to be aware of that it's not just women and men who need to be there, because although non-binary genders are a minority, they need representation too. And it's like, I don't think about this conference as much as more opportunities for women. It's more opportunities for everyone. Because if a workplace is warmer for everyone, then more work will get done. And soon we'll have hoverboards.